Okay, Tzahorayim Tovim. We are on page 32, right? Mamash on the bottom paragraph. And Shlomo HaMelech was speaking about the process of teshuvah for when a person gets older. V'diber Shlomo alav shalom b'ainyan imei hazikna shelo yitatzel ha'adam bahem me'avodat Hashem yitbarach. Even when a person gets old, he shouldn't become lazy from avodat Hashem, thinking, you know what? Even if a person was a tzaddik and good in his youth, don't think that now you can take it easy in your old age. Why? He says, you know, I already did everything I have to do. Now I can take it easy. Don't take it easy. He says, why? Ve'amar is a pasuk in Kohelet. Ba'boker zera'i zera'icha vela'erev al tannach yadecha. In the morning, sow your seeds. And in the evening, do not withhold your hand. Ki enecha yodea eze yichshar haze oze. You don't know which one's going to be the right one. You don't know which one's going to be the better one. This or that. Vim shnehem ki echad tovim. Or perhaps both of them. Himshil, he's going to explain the pasuk. Himshil imei yaldut v'ashacharut laboker v'imei zikna la'erev. Shlomo HaMelech compares a person's youth to the morning and a person's old age to the evening. V'azera derech mashal lebanim v'latalbidim. Zera, which means the seeds that the pasuk is talking about, refers to children and students. Kmo she'amru rabotenu zichron mevracha, nasa isha b'yalduto, isa isha b'ziknuto. Just because a person married a woman in his young age, he should also get married in his old age to have more children. If he had talmidim in his young age, he should still have more talmidim in his old age. Perhaps the children that he had in his old age will be more matzliach in their Torah and mitzvot than the children that he had in his young age. V'chein ha-talmidim asher ya'amid b'ziknuto ulai yatzlichu minei rishonim o yu ke'echad tovim. Or the talmidim that he has in his old age, maybe they'll be as matzliach as the... Oh, I think there's like a career fair today. Maybe that's why. Right. So anyway, b'kitzur, so he says, you never know which one's going to be the best. So never stop. Until the day we die, gotta keep going.
Like Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah, nachon. His first 40 years were a little bit shvach. And then the next 80 years of his life... Or gishmak, yeah. So that's vaday. Acharechen amar. The next pasuk says over there in Kohelet, umatok haor vetov la'inaim lirot et hashamish. The light is sweet and it's good for the eyes to look at the sun. Obviously, Kohelet is written bederech mashal. What's he talking about? Perush chazar ledaber al yemei hazikna shimshil otam la'erev. We're going back to speaking about old age, which before he called it like evening. ומפני כי הזקן לא יתאם את אשר יאכל ואת אשר ישתה, כדברי ברזינה גלעדי, אמר, we know that when a person gets older, he kind of loses his sense of taste. Like we spoke about, a person when he gets old, his faculties start to fail. His eyesight, his hearing, his taste. So a person when he gets old, it's hard for him to really taste well. אמר, כי יש לו לזקן להנות במאור השמש ואל תקצר נפשו עליו. Even though you can't necessarily enjoy food, enjoy the sun. You can enjoy the warmth of the sun. Why? Ki kotzer nefesh moneh at adam mimelechet shamayim. When a person's already like worn out and tired, that runs him down, and he's not going to be able to do the work of heaven. V'yairav lo ha'or kasher ya'archenu le'omat yemei achoshech habayim. Enjoy the days of light, as opposed to the days of darkness that are coming. Kasher yizkor b'mikra shelemata mizeh. What's the next pasuk in Kohelet over there? Ki im shanim harbe yichi ha'adam b'chulam yismach. If a person lives for many years, be happy with all of those years. V'yizkor et yimei achoshech ki harbe hiyu kol sheba havel. And remember the days of darkness that are coming, because they're going to be much more. What is he talking about? Perush. Gam ki yazkin ha'adam me'od al yi al atzmo lemasa. You know, sometimes people, when they get older, they kind of give up. And they don't see a time to keep living life. He says, no, says Shlomo HaMelech, even in your old age, very old, don't look at yourself as a burden and don't give up. Ach bechol shenotav yismach. As long as you're still alive in this world, be happy. Lema'an lo ye'abed achat mishenotav velo yishbot me'avodat ha'borei. So that you don't lose even one of your years and not stop to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yizkor yemei achoshech ki harbe yiyu ve'az lo yuchal la'avod avoda. He's talking about after death, those days are days of darkness. What does that mean? If old age is the evening, then after death is darkness because you can't do anything anymore. Yeah, like David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, "Bametim chofshi kemo chalalim." When a person's dead, chofshi min haTorah u'mitzvot. Now you're free. You can't do anything anymore. ואז לא יוכל לעבוד עבודה, כעניין שנאמר, בשאול מי יודה לך. Who can thank you or who can serve you in the grave? Can't serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the grave, only when you're still alive. So even though a person might feel a little bit down and dejected and hopeless in his old age, Shlomo HaMelech gives us chizuk and he says, no, keep pushing. והצדיקים מתגברים בזקנתם ויעזרו חיל ויחליפו כוח לעבודת השם. In their old age, tzaddikim push themselves and they infuse themselves with more koach to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. כמו שאמרו רבותינו זכרונם לברכה, תלמידי חכמים, כל זמן שמזקינים, חוכמה מתוספת בהם. תלמידי חכמים, as opposed to what the Gemara says about עמי הארץ. You ever see עמי הארץ? The older they get, the more foolish they get. That's טבע הבריאה. Whereas תלמידי חכמים, the older they get, the wiser they get. It's an unbelievable thing. ונאמר, there's a pasuk in Tehillim, עוד ינובון בסיבה דשנים ורעננים יהיו. We say that in מזמור שלם השבת. והזכיר למעלה, צדיק התמר יפרח כארז בלבנון נשגה, שתולים בבית השם. כי הצדיקים שתולים בבית השם מנעוריהם. צדיקים are planted in the house of Hashem from their youth. וגדלים בבתי מדרשות מבחוריהם, and they continue growing in בית המדרש throughout their adolescent years, katamar sheifrach v'cha'eres shegadel belevanon, which means they keep on growing taller and taller. And even when they get old, they keep on growing. V'chen amru rabotayim shechamun v'recha, shetulim bevet Adonai, elu atinokot. That's the seedlings. You know, the kind of, you know what saplings are? Like very young trees. That's children. Al derech ma shekatuv, pasuk says in Tehilim, asher banenu kinti'im merudalim ben orahim. Our children are like saplings, very young trees, grown from their youth. ואמר אחריכן, בדבר הזה אינם נמשלים לאילנות. Yeah, in one way, the Jewish people are not like trees. How so? כי האילנות בהזקינם לא ייתנו חילם. The older a tree gets, even a fruit tree, what happens? Gets weaker, doesn't give as much fruit, doesn't give as tasty fruit, and then eventually they just die. But, והצדיקים ינובון בסיבה. בצדיקים, the older they get, ah, the stronger, it doesn't necessarily mean physically stronger. But in Avodat Hashem, the more they have their resolve in Avodat Hashem. Od amar alav shalom, David HaMelech writes over there, V'ram ad zikna v'seva Elohim al ta'azveni. Even in my old age, Hashem, don't leave me. Ad agid zeru'acha ledor lechol yavo gvuratecha. Until I'm able to tell your, to speak over your strength, your might, to anybody who might come and ask me. So, now moving right along. Yod, haderech ha-shlishi. Another thing that helps us to really focus on teshuvah. Says Rabban Yonah, כאשר ישמע מוסר החכמים והמוכחים, יקשיב וישמע ויקנע ויחזור בתשובה. When you hear חכמים, or those who are giving מוסר, whether it's to the kahal, or whether it's to you specifically, human nature is to be opposed to criticism. You know that. It's like a trigger. Mamash. A psychological thing. Anytime somebody gives you musar, boom, you get on the defensive. It's a natural human defense mechanism because criticism, another word for criticism, I mean, what does it really mean? You're telling me I'm doing something wrong. I'm bad. Nobody likes to hear that. But one of the pathways to be zochet to teshuvah, says Rabban Yonah, is to stop, listen, and be nichna. You know what nichna is? Subjugated. Accept it. Hear it. ויקבל בליבו כל דברי התוכחות. Inside in your heart, say, you know what? He's right. What can I do to fix this? ושלא יגרע הדבר מדבריהם. And if there's something that you need to fix, don't let anything go. Fix everything. והנה האיש הזה ברגע קטון יצא מאפלה לאור גדול. These are very famous words. When a person listens to מוסר, in that moment, even if he didn't do anything yet, just by listening and accepting the מוסר, he goes out from darkness to huge light. Ki ayat asher ya'azin v'yaskit, when a person listens, ulvavo yavin v'shav v'yikabel b'yom shom'o divrei ha-mochach, he just accepts the tochacha, the rebuke from the person who's giving it to him, v'yikayem alav lihyoto oseh kechol asher yoruhu tofseh ha-torah min ha-yom hazeh v'ma'ala, and a person accepts, he says, you know what, anything they tell me I'm going to do, leizahir kasher yazhiru yod'ei v'ina la'itim, עלתה בידו התשובה ונהפך לאיש אחר. Even if he didn't do anything yet, that is the yesod of teshuvah, and he is now cleansed and he's a new person. just listening to Musar and accepting it. It's a big deal. ומעט אשר קיבל כזאת במחשבתו וגמר עליו ככה בלבבו, once a person accepts it in his mind and makes that resolution in his heart to better himself, קנה לנפשו זכות ושכר על כל המצוות והמוסרים. For every word of מוסר and מצווה that a person accepted, he gets מצווה for it. It's huge. ואשריהו, כי סידק נפשו בשעה קלה. He saved himself. He made himself a tzaddik in just a short moment. וכן אמרו רבותינו זכרונם לברכה, וילכו ויעשו בני ישראל. Yeah, over there, what is it talking about? It's talking about Korban Pesach. Did Am Yisrael really do it yet? It says the Gemara, וכי מיד עשו. Did they do it right away? ועלו לא עשו עד 14 לחודש. They only did the Korban Pesach, right? When did Moshe Rabbeinu command them about Korban Pesach?
Huh?
2 weeks before, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And it says, וילכו ויעשו בני ישראל. They went and they did. Says the Gemara, no, they didn't. They didn't do it yet. They didn't do it until Erev Pesach, Dalet Benisan. Says the Gemara, אלא כיוון שקיבלו עליהם לעשות, מעלה עליו הכתוב, כאילו עשו מיד. Since they accepted upon themselves we're going to do it, the Torah considers it as if they did it immediately. It's a huge, huge thing. ואמרו באבות של רבי נתן, you know, there's two מסכת אבות. מסכת אבות regular, the one that's in the Mishnayot, and then there's one that's a Baraita. It's called a מסכת קטנה, אבות דה רבי נתן. All the teachings of רבי נתן הבבלי דה תנא.
Is it true that it's spelled with Kabbalah?
No, not really. Yeah. Now, it says, כל שמעשיו מרובין מחוכמתו, חוכמתו מתקיימת. Which is also something that we see in Avot regular. Any person whose actions are greater than his chokhmah will stay put. שנאמר, נעשה ונשמע. What did Am Yisrael say? First, we'll do and then we'll listen. באור הדבר, כי האיש אשר קיבל על נפשו בלב נאמן, לשמור ולעשות על פי התורה אשר יורוהו ועל משפט אשר יאמרו לו היושבים על המשפט. When a person accepts upon himself that when a rav, a dayan, a mashgiach, whoever it is, a rabbi, a parent tells him musar and he accepts upon himself to do it, יש בידו מן היום הזה שכר על כל המצוות, על אשר שמעה אוזנו מדברי התורה ותבן להם. Since he listened to the words of Torah and he understood them, he gets a mitzvah for all of those things. ועל הדברים אשר לא גלו אוזנו עליהם עדנה, וצדק לבש וקנה זכות על הנגלות אליו, ועל כל הנראה מאליו. Not only for the things that you heard, but if a person accepts upon himself to hear the words of Musar and better himself, he gets שכר for the דברי Musar that he heard, and also for the things that he didn't hear yet. For the Musarim that he didn't get yet, he also has שכר as if he did that too. Since he opened his heart to be receptive to Musar. Remember we've spoken about many times that one of the 48 Kinyanei HaTorah is Ohevet HaTochachot. Being not only open, but loving rebuke. Because when a person loves it, that's really when you are zochet to all these wonderful things. ואחרי זאת, יום יום ידרוש וישקוד על דלתות מוכיחיו. After accepting upon himself to take Musar, every day he should go to his rebbeim, whoever is willing to give Musar, and ask them, even chase after them, you have any Musar to give me today? Anything that I'm doing wrong, anything that you want to point out to me, tell me, I want to hear. That's a person that's called Mevakesh Hashem. You know, famously, the Gaon Mivilna hired whom to give him Musar? Magid Midubna. A Gaon Rabbi Yaakov Krantz Midubna. And he was terrified. You know what it means to give Musar to the Gaon Mivilna? Who does that? But the Gaon wouldn't have it and he says, you have to come and I'm going to pay you to give me Musar. And he gave him. That was a famous thing. Because the Gaon wanted, as great as he was, he wanted to hear Musar. He wanted to hear it. There's another famous story. You know, we spoke about him yesterday. The first Ger Rebbe was the Chidushe Harim. The Rav Yitzchak Mordechai Alter. Gaon Gadol. His son was the second Ger Rebbe, Imre Emet. But he passed away very early. Rav Avram Mordechai Miegur. He passed away very young. And he left over a son, Ayatom, who ended up being the Sfat Emet, which is Hagaon Rabbi Yehuda Arye Leib Alter Migur, also a tremendous Gaon. So he was raised primarily by his grandfather, Chidush Harim. So one time what happened was, he used to have a minhag that he used to stay very late in the Beit HaMidrash, late into the night learning. One night he did that, he went to sleep, you know, at 3, 4 in the morning. And what happened was, as a result, he woke up a little late and he came late to Shacharit. After Shacharit, his grandfather was very upset at him that he came late to Shacharit. And he came over to him and he gave him Musar. He says, what's going to be with you? What kind of thing is this coming late to Shacharit? He gave him Mamash Musar. He lowered his head. He says, yes, you're right, Saba Slicha. You know, he really accepted the Musar. And his friends, who knew what he'd been up to, were standing around. They were a little bit uncomfortable. After the Rosh Hashiva, the Chidush Harim, the grandfather left, his friends asked him, why don't you just tell him that you were up until 3 in the morning learning and you just happened to oversleep a little bit? He would get off your case. He says, you're right, I could have, but he says, I don't have many opportunities to hear Musar from my grandfather. He says, even though I could have gotten out of it, I'd rather listen to the Musar. Because I want to hear it. That's a Gadol Batura. Wanting to hear Musar. Even though it might not be so accurate. And by the way, that's our defense mechanism. Anytime we hear Musar, no, this, defending ourselves, justifying ourselves. That's a very human response to Musar. But at the end of the day, you don't get the... You see from the Sfasemis that even if it's wrong, take the Musar. Take it. Yeah? Your parents ever scream at you for something that you didn't do? Take it. It's good for the neshama. Especially if you're Bechor. Whew. Anybody here Bechor? No. Bechorim, some of the Mefarshim say, you know why Bechor, according to Torah law, gets pishnaim? You know why? Bechor gets beaten up from all directions. The parents blame him for everything that the kids do. And the kids blame him for, you know, taking the parents' side and whatever, not their side. So he's always getting beaten up, the Bechor. He's always getting reprimanded by the parents, by the kids under him. He's always caught in the crossfire. Torah says that's a big deal. So he gets pishnaim. He gets double portion in the Yerusha. But especially if you're Bechor, whoa, why don't you take care of the kids? This is all your fault. This is... Man, Yasiti? I didn't do anything. It's them. And awesome. Even if it's wrong, you're right. And not just to like, some people listen to Musar because they just want to, you know, get rid of the guy so they can, you know, just be done with it and that's it. No, being mekabel tochacha, being mekabel Musar means listening and saying, yeah, you're right. Not you're right, just get out of my face. You're right, and yeah, I have to hear this and there's something I want to do about it. It's super, super hard to get to such a madrigal, I'll be honest with you. It's, you know, human nature is to run away from tochacha, run away. But when a person gets to that dargah that he's able to hear it and fix himself as a result, it's huge. And he continues and he says, ואחרי זאת יום יום ידרוש וישקוד על דלתות מוכיחה on the doors of those who give מוסר, וישכיל מכל מלמדיו ונמצא האיש הזה מעשיו מרובין מחוכמתו. A person like that will always have more actions than חוכמה. Yeah? כי לא ידע את הדבר והנה שכרו איתו עליו. וכעניין מה שאמרו ישראל בסיני נעשה ונשמע שהקדימו קבלת המעשה על נפשם לפני השמיע. They didn't even hear. They said, Hashem, we don't have to hear. We'll do it and then you can give us the details later. First let's sign the deal and then we'll... Can you imagine a person signing a contract? Let me sign and then I'll read it later. That's what Amisan did. He said, let's sign the contract and then we'll read on the fine print a little bit later. That's... You'll only do that with whom? Or somebody you trust very, very much. If you trust... If your father says, I need you to sign something, you're going to read to them. Your father says, sign it. You trust him enough and say, okay, I'm going to sign it. That's how Am Yisrael was with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the other nations, they said, time out. Let me get my lawyer. Let me get my attorney. Let me see what's written. It's a maketiv bein, like the Midrash says. Everyone asks, what does it say? I can do this. I can't do that. Let's negotiate. Am Yisrael, no lawyers, no negotiation, nothing. Na'asev nishma. Signing the contract. He says, שהקדימו קבלת המעשה על נפשם לפני השמיעה. ובעניין אחר, לא ייתכן שיהיו מעשה האדם מרובין ממה שהוא יודע. In any other way, besides for saying נעשה ונשמה, you can never have more action than knowledge. Like, because the חכמים say, a person needs to have more מעשים than חוכמה. How do you ever have more מעשים than חוכמה? In order to do the מעשה, don't you need חוכמה? So you'll always have either exactly the same or more חוכמה than מעשה. How do you get more מעשה? The only way is to jump in and do נעשה ונשמה. Like Am Yisrael did at Har Sinai. That's the only one. We'll see one more paragraph. Says Shlomo HaMelech, says Rabbi Yonah, v'asher lo yit'orer l'kol ha'mochichim. If a person, chas v'shalom, doesn't wake up to the, you know, to the rebuke of those who give it to him, yichbal avonu. This will cause a person's sin to be doubled. Ki yizhiruhu v'yikshat libo v'lo nizhar. You're warned, and yet you strengthened your heart and you didn't listen. Kmo sh'ne'emar, techat ge'ara b'mevin mehakot kesil me'ah. Which means the fear instilled in somebody who understands through Musar is much more powerful than even 100 blows to a fool. You can hit a fool 100 times. Tipesh. But you give musar, one musar to a chacham, boom, it sinks in. Says, Ach, meri yevakesh ra' umalach achzari yeshulach bo, perush. Ha'ish ha-ra' lo yikane lekol ha-mochichim. Which means, a bad man will not surrender to those who rebuke him. Ach yevakesh la'amrot, he's always looking to rebel. V'tachat ki lo nichat midivrei ha-malach ha-mochiach. You know, the person who gives him musar, he's like a malach. Comes to say, what does malach do? Helps you, he saves you. Person who gives you musar, if he's really mitkaven l'shem shamayim, not just out to get you, what's he doing? He's saving you. He's helping you out. So what do you do to the malach? You take him, you throw him under the bus. Malach achzari yishulach bo. Hashem says, I sent you a good malach to bring you back to the right path. If you don't listen to him, I'm going to have to send you destructive angels to attack you. Midah keneged midah. Ki hamochichim nikra'u malachim. Shene'emar, this is a pasuk in Devarim Yamim, v'yihyu mal'ivim b'malachei ha'elohim, uvozim devarav, umita'atein b'nevi'av. Nevi'im were called malachim. Why are nevi'im called malachim? Because what do they do? They come and give you tochacha and come to help Am Yisrael. That's what happens. Rabotai, I don't know what our schedule is going to be next week. It's going to be probably, for sure, very different because of Purim and stuff like that. But we'll be in touch with it. Sunday, we're off anyway. And Monday's Tani Testera, Tuesday's Purim. So I think we'll just be back on Wednesday. So enjoy your Purim. Bezat Hashem, we'll meet up at some point. And thank you for listening. Shabbat Shalom. Kol Tov, Rabotai. Shabbat Shalom. Why didn't you eat?
I wanted to listen to the Rav. I don't want to eat anything. By the way, how come... you know what? I'll just send the recording first.